Jack Sassmith, welcome to Talk Satellite here at Satellite 24 in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Kevin. Great to see you again.
Hi, Kevin. Great to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
Can you give us an update on ZipLink's business over the last 6 to 12 months?
Really, like the whole industry, has been an interesting 12 months. The geo business, as we know, has been flattening. So our software licenses that we're selling into geo, our sales have flattened out a bit. At the same time, and we'll talk more about this later, we've launched a new service called ZipNet, and that's our growth revenue. I'd call it a flat year, but an exciting year because we've developed a lot of new features that we're going to talk about in a couple minutes.
Those LEO broadband networks have really ramped up coming online. How does this affect the ZipLink offering?
LEO networks being services being available now, it's an opportunity for us to address some of the issues that customers face with using LEO services, especially if they are enterprise class. Consistency of service is something that the ZipOS solution can offer, and because that's what the customers are looking for. They want a consistent service, a reliable service, so that they can apply SLAs as well to these services. LEO broadband definitely opens doors for us to make the ZipOS and ZipLink solutions more widely available and will help customers get better user experience.
Core ZipOS software, what are the features you've been adding to that initiative?
So we've added a significant, very important features, I would say. And a few of them, I'll list a few, we've added many. The most important ones are enhanced LEO services by adding better algorithms or more sophisticated algorithms for intelligent bandwidth estimation, which is very important for LEO services that are generally lossy links, etc. The second one is selective stream duplication that we have added, which makes certain applications more robust, especially when you have a multi-link or multi-path type of service. It could be multi-orbit as well. Then we have actually improved the number of links that can be used to aggregate service, like we can go up to 24 links now, and they can be any type, right? Hybrid, whether it is a 4G LTE all the way up to a geolink, right? With LEO, MEOs, etc. The last one is a seamless failover. Very important, especially for enterprises where it's uninterrupted service for them, uninterrupted transfers, even during either failovers or during redundancy purposes or for adding on or overflow scenarios where one link is filled up and they automatically fail over to the second one or automatically transition to a second link. These are the main features that we have added.
ZipNet, previously discussed, how is this initiative progressing?
Yeah, we pre-announced ZipNet last year at this show, knowing that it was going to be, you know, finishing up in development during the year. That development went very well. We progressed and we put our test customers on the network. We shook out a few things, as any new network would have to be shaken out. They added all the cloud services and rapid provisioning. And now we have the first few customers on the network today with ZipNet. Some of the things we're adding is the DPI that we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes, Layer 7 application awareness into ZipNet. We're building that into it this year. That'll be out in a few months. We are also, with the packet duplication streaming, are adding a little more resiliency, as Sassmith mentioned earlier. So it's come along very well. The official start date of production customers is April 15th.
DPI, what more can you tell us on this?
DPI, a generic deep packet inspection, is really application awareness. ZipLink solutions or ZipOS is an edge, primarily an edge solution, and we are really a focused SD-WAN solution at the edge, but more focused on the transport side of things. And one of the key things that enterprises and or customers look for is the solution to have application awareness, and that's where deep packet inspection comes. And what we are implementing is something that goes can look beyond layer 7. It can actually look at service types that are within a layer 7 as well. This will be tightly integrated with the already existing QoS mechanisms within ZipOS. We have a class-based QoS, and we also have traffic steering capability. The DPI that will be implemented will allow us to do a very advanced application classification that will then be enhancing our already pretty advanced QoS plus the traffic steering and load balancing and load sharing type of algorithms. So the DPI solution that ZipLink is going to be introducing is called ZipACE. ZipACE stands for ZipLink Application Classification Engine. We are actually taking a best-in-class solution available already in the industry from Rohde & Schwarz called IPOC PACE 2, which is a very highly advanced product used by many well-known solutions out there. And so we're integrating that into our product line. And we're tightly integrating it to ensure that we can provide better quality of service and also better traffic steering and load balancing and link bonding solutions.
From your clients and customers, what's their feedback on the market presently?
That's really interesting because a lot of us go back into the wireline business or the ATM switch business and high bandwidth markets. And one thing that's always true is bandwidth needs just keep going higher and higher and higher no matter what market you're in. You know, one of the problems that all the customers face is as a service provider, they get a fixed amount of money for their capacity every month and nobody wants to pay more. So how do you deal with this extra capacity? And here come the Leos in our business. They come around and the customers want to add bandwidth, but they don't want to add a whole lot of cost. And that's kind of where the multi-orbit networking comes in, where they want to add perhaps the Leos to the existing GEOs or the MEOs, or you know maybe even mitigate some of the GEOs and MEO costs and put that into the Leos where they can get more bandwidth for less money. So that's what they're thinking right now. And obviously, you know, the customer feedback we get are from our own customers. Yeah. And so that's where our new products come in for aggregation, multi-orbit communications, and that's the feedback we get result in these products we're announcing here with ZipNet Cloud Service for a monthly fee, or our technology products for our traditional fee at much higher bandwidths than before. Those are the products that we bring to the market that solve those issues for them.
Vertical markets, where are the hotspots going to be for ZipLink in 2024?
Our traditional business of technology business continues to move on. TCP acceleration, that's still necessary, both for you know GEOs or stressed cellular data. That still has a good place in the marketplace. We have some new endeavors that you probably heard about in the press about tying into new orchestration systems, digitized orchestration systems, become a part of those systems. That's definitely happening right now. So you've seen a couple demonstrations here this week of integrating ZipLink with some of the orchestration systems. So we'll continue to go down that road. The big push this year will be the ZipNet Cloud Service. We're just launching it now, so we're going to spend a lot of resources getting that message out in the marketplace, visiting partners, signing on the first partners to give end-user services, and hopefully expanding that base in a broad sort of way.
Jack Sassmas, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.